Welcome to the Keeping It Real Estate Show. This is a live call-in show, and I'm your host, Luke Lewis, along with my co-host, Tiffany Young, where we dive into everything real estate, from buying and selling to making smart investments. Our mission? To educate and keep you informed on the latest happenings in your local market. We're glad to have you with us. Let's get started. Welcome to Keeping It Real Estate, the show where we keep it real about all things real estate. I'm your host, Luke Lewis.
And I'm Tiffany Young. And as you guys know, if you've been here listening to us, every week we break down the world of real estate and we want to help you make smart home buying and selling decisions or even help with investing. So today we will be discussing what to do after selling a home. Before and after you move out.
This is really going to be a good one today. We've talked about a lot of things related to what to do to buy a home and what to do when you're selling a home, but that little thing in between, we've never discussed today. So this is going to be an exciting show, mm-hmm. and I'm looking forward to it. But before we get started, we are with Treasure Coast Realty Group. We're located in Fort Pierce, right here on Florida's Treasure Coast. And just to give you a little bit of background about why we decided to do the show, as we did business with a lot of clients who were coming into our brokerage, we found a lot of people are either not informed about certain things or misinformed. So we saw a need to come into the community, go on the radio and have some conversation about the do's and don'ts, the rights and wrongs of real estate, and be able to voice what that is to a lot of people at one time. Mm-hmm. And as a little treat and a reminder, we also like to bring up that this is a live call-in show. So if you've got any comment or commentary on this discussion we're having today, feel free to give us a call at 772-221-1100. Again, that number is 772-221-1100, and share some dialogue with us. We'd love to hear from you.
We'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely. So
yeah,
I'm going to dive into this.
Yeah.
But
so,
before we get started, mm-hmm. how was your week this week, Tiffany?
My week, well, I had a little stomach bug, so I was out for the count.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is my first day back.
Okay, you sound good. I think you're going to do just fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right. I don't see any white flags wave, so...
No, everything's good. Everything's good. But those stomach bugs, they can take you down. Like, you don't see them coming, but boy, do they hurt.
Call uncle.
Well, anyway, we are here to give you a few tips. You know, tips for home sellers. Mm-hmm. Some things that you can consider before and also after, mm-hmm. you know, you move out of your home that you just sold. So one of the first things that I'd love to remind my sellers are to notify, like update your address with the post office. Like notify all of the important parties, your bank,
where you go,
your insurance company, you know, your driver's license, change your driver's license. Mm-hmm. But before you move out, it's so important for you to forward your mail. Once all of the contingencies have been lifted, like you're past that inspection period and you're past that finance period, now it's time for you to say, okay, let me forward my
start
mail.
Start putting things into motion.
And I love using a post office because that's like a great in-between. Forward your mail there and when you're ready, you can forward it out. So that's a good tip, you know?
Yep. And same goes for, I guess, banks and credit cards and
and subscriptions. You know, it's good to use a post office because they will transfer the subscriptions for you.
Yeah. So when doing that, I believe once you go to like a post office and do the mail forwarding or the change, you can at that time separate the subscriptions from your regular good mail, right?
I mean, you can just, if you get a PO box, you can just let them continue to go there and never forward them back to your house.
Yeah, that way you get the real mail in the mailbox.
For sure.
Yeah, the other stuff is good too. I'm not saying it isn't, but there's so many times you pick up that mail and, you know, you have to get through about 10 or 15 subscriptions and other things before you find out there's a bill or two inside that pile of, and that takes up, I mean, your recycling has to go in a bag.
I mean, most people are on paperless now, so, I mean, do you even check the mail?
Tell the mailbox.
What's next? What next?
So transferring utilities.
Mm-hmm.
That one's a killer.
Oh my God. You know,
forget to do that when
both ways it can go. Sometimes yeah. people forget to do it. And then, you know, people are so busy. You sometimes 30 to 45 days you mm-hmm. have to get everything done. You're packing, you're moving, you're putting things in boxes, you're mm-hmm. throwing things away. You're trying to get everything sorted out. So sometimes that slips your mind mm-hmm. to cancel the service.
Or when to cancel the service, when, right?
Yeah.
Don't want to do it too soon.
No, because definitely buyers want a final walkthrough with lights and water working. So you would, it's... Our tip is to schedule it for the day after the scheduled closing.
Yeah.
You know, because you definitely want to have it on, but you don't want to forget because a month can go by and the buyers are going to like, okay.
Somebody's going to pay that bill.
You know, in a lot of cases, buyers, yeah. you know, turn on their utilities, but yeah. just in case, yeah. you know.
Somebody
on
forgets. Both
sides. Yeah, and then you can't come back and say, oh, pay me.
No.
That was your mistake. So
yeah, you forgot
that's
to
something
do that.
To really remember.
Yeah,
internet, cable.
All of those things.
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah, so the cable is another good one that's very interesting because there's so many components with the cable, the router and all those other things that come along with it. That
yeah, don't forget to take your modem. You know, that sometimes people have that AV closet or that.
Because you hide those things. They're kind of unsightly.
Yeah, in the laundry room, you know.
You forget where they are.
For sure. And then yeah. you want to juice out that last 2 minutes of internet while you're packing. So
yeah, buddy.
You definitely
Actually, you're
need,
using it while you're in the empty house sitting
absolutely,
in a folding chair.
Absolutely, because you need that entertainment,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, trying to figure out where everything
so
is.
So definitely because, you know, most times where you're going, you can't use, if you're not able to use the same box, you definitely want to be able to have it to return because they will charge you, of course, mm-hmm. if you don't turn it back in.
Yeah.
So definitely don't forget that box.
Yeah, and canceling or transfer your home services.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that landscaper's gonna come and cut the lawn on schedule.
He comes in the middle of the day
yeah.
when no one's there, and
yeah.
nobody knew the yard was cut.
But the bill's gonna come.
Yeah, but the yard.
Who is it going to?
Well, somebody's going to have a nice looking yard.
Yeah, so.
Throughout the 30 days.
Don't forget.
The landscaper comes for his money.
Especially that pest control that's mm-hmm. on that quarterly service,
yeah,
the outside.
They're another service that you don't see. They come
for sure
in the middle of the day when no one's home, usually.
Right.
And spray the yard, and you don't see them. It's not like the yard getting cut.
Right.
You just notice it stays green.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden you'll find out why 30 days later when you get a bill in the mail from the pest control service.
Yeah, for a home that's no longer yours, especially if your mail's forwarded, because now it's coming to you.
Yeah, garbage pickup.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, the garbage, that's another one on that one, making sure that you have that all done before so you know when to have things done. And getting into completing your repairs. So the repairs, in a lot of cases, are used when negotiating pricing on contracts. Sometimes people will negotiate the price by saying, I'll take certain things as they are and I'll do the repairs later. And in some instances, so that you hold the line, as a seller, you're allowed to make the repairs yourself or have someone make the repairs and not have to concede to your pricing. The only thing you've got to do is make sure that you ensure that all agreed upon repairs from the home inspection are actually completed.
Yeah, and definitely document it. You know, you want
to
get the receipt showing exactly what was done. And of course, take photos.
Yeah.
Get photos from the person that did the work. And then you take your own photos as well.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that's where the invoice
mm-hmm.
comes in that shows what was done.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely that's an important thing because you want to get them done before the final walkthrough because definitely the buyers are going to be looking to make sure that that was done.
And if you don't, you're going to hold up your closing. And now you've got extensions.
Yeah.
You've got things all over to do, recalculations, the whole nine yard on taxes and other things. And that could just mess everything up. So make sure if you have any agreed upon repairs that you agree to make as part of your contract, make sure they're done. And give yourself plenty of time too, by the way. Also want to make sure you allow yourself ample time in the event the contractor or repair person has to cancel and reschedule.
Yeah,
that there's enough
that's
time
to consider
that
book, get
do,
that done right away. Sometimes
yeah, right
people
away.
Believe
Don't
that oh
wait.
I can find someone to do it at the last minute,
right.
But no, get that done right away, because that's
not
so
smart
important.
At all.
Yeah.
Yeah, just get it done out the way. The value of the house and the sale of that outweighs trying to save a couple of dollars on a repair. And as a reminder, once again, just want to make a note that this is a live call-in show. And if you have any comment on the topic we're discussing tonight, feel free to give us a call, listeners, at 772-221-1100. And this, I just really love this show tonight, because this has been one of those topics that we've skipped over. We've talked about, you know, a lot of different comments and conversations on related to house buying and selling, market conditions, interest rates and other things, but never those little do's and don'ts when you finally get the house sold and you're moving out or you're moving in.
Mm-hmm.
So what about, let's talk about necessary documents and remote controls.
Oh, yeah. So, you know what?
Did I tell you one time that I bought a house that had like this cool fan in it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it did a lot of things. It mm-hmm. had, I mean, it turned one way, it turned a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
The blades did tricks.
Mm-hmm.
But
The blades did tricks. Okay.
Well, they said it did. But
okay.
The problem is when we closed, I couldn't find the remote.
Yeah.
They didn't leave the remote. Or maybe they don't know where they put it. Maybe it went with them in one of their boxes.
That's a part of that packing. You know, it's like you just want to get everything packed. The remotes go in a box and you just forget. And you're like, oh, they can get a universal remote, or maybe I'll mail it back.
I want the cool one that came.
Yeah.
With the fan.
So just, you know, remember to leave the remote controls for the buyers. That would be a really great thing to do. And if you have some manuals, you know, especially newer appliances, if you bought the home new and you have all the new Samsung with the TV and the door, and
if you don't leave
the,
that,
QR code on the microwave where you can
program
it.
You need a master's degree to work some of these fridges today.
Yeah, you can go online and search it, but it's so
just
much better to just leave all the manuals. You know, clear out a cabinet and put the remote mm-hmm. controls in there, mm-hmm. the manuals, like any warranties that you have for appliances or any smart home
garage
devices.
Garage door openers.
Yeah, definitely leave those.
Yeah. So I'm thinking.
Or no, you normally the garage openers go to the title company, but you know, things like remote controls for
them.
The fans. Yeah, that, you know.
right.
And of course, definitely you get the pool key and the clubhouse key from the HOA if there is one. So that's another thing that you don't have to worry about in that case. But you know, be mindful, because especially the buyers would appreciate it if and they'll be grateful that you were considerate to do so.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you'd be happy if someone did it.
Yeah, those are the things that you just kind of start gathering sooner than later,
mm-hmm.
and having maybe a little.
I promise
special.
You nobody's going to do that.
Yeah,
like as
I
you
know.
Start cleaning, if you see one, just clear out a cabinet and just throw it in there and
put
say,
it
okay,
someplace.
This is the cabinet for the things that stay.
Yeah.
This
and
is
mark
the stay
it for
cabinet.
Yourself too as well. So nobody
definitely.
Packs it and say, oh, we left this behind, and they take that too, right?
Yeah, and a part of that packing, you know, definitely, you know, when people toured your home to buy it, they toured a model ready home, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they went under contract with the home looking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely we would recommend that you clean your home when you finished packing and are ready to
move
out.
So it looks like the days that you had
at least, you know, you don't have
cookies,
to do a deep cleaning, because you know,
air freshener.
Oh, don't do it.
Going back to those days,
no,
right?
No,
no. That's
But that's
when
how
they
toured
were. It, that's what
it
that's what
the,
it looked like.
The cookie
that's what
candle.
It smelled like. The cookie candle. For those of you who've been listening to us for a while, you know all about that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
We have this thing about
plugins
or
baked cookies.
Yeah. Tiffany seems to think that the plugins
or the candles. Like, I mean, to substitute, who wants someone to come in their home and bake cookies? Like, really.
You can't eat candles.
Well, you smell it.
Yeah, but you can eat cookies.
Anyway, clean the home. A good clean. Hire a cleaning service. You know, that's, you know, don't leave trash piled up in the, you know, in the kitchen or whatever.
Yeah.
Definitely don't forget. Oh, you know what? And don't forget to check your attic for things that you may have left behind. Yeah.
Hey, we found some, I want to say cool things, but they're not so cool if you're the family that left it behind.
Mm-hmm.
But after going into some homes with buyers and going through the homes.
Or even garage storage rooms. Because sometimes people forget that garage storage closet.
But more so the attic.
The attic
is where you put, I'm not going to ever use this or touch this. This is special. I want to put it up out of the way.
Just take a peek through. Just do that final walkthrough for yourself before the buyers come and do their walkthrough. You know, and in speaking of trash that I mentioned earlier, please don't leave trash bin out front with 20,000 boxes, all of your unwanted furniture and everything on the curb for the new homeowners.
They'll have plenty enough for their own.
Absolutely. You know, be considerate. You just consider hiring someone to come pick it up and take it to the landfill, or, you know, try to drop it off yourself to the landfill in increments to make it more manageable for yourself, because they have their own trash that's going to be on the curb. And especially if they're moving in on a Friday and the trash pickup isn't until Monday or Tuesday, for that trash to be outside that entire weekend waving at the neighbors, and you know you're gone. But I mean, it's such a horrible thing to do. And in some cases, I don't know if there's some sort of remediation that, you know, the buyer can take, but, you know, it's just, you know, to communicate, agree, talk to the buyers and see how they feel. Like, listen, you know, I have all of this stuff. Of course, in most cases, they might say no, but.
Yeah, but the buyers have packed everything in boxes and bins, and they're going to have enough of their own stuff to put out at the curb. So, I mean, just imagine moving in with your pot or whatever truck you have, or and then having empty boxes and no place to put them.
Yeah,
you know, that's,
definitely,
that's just not right.
Or even just coming home and set your new place and seeing that trash, because maybe on the walkthrough the trash wasn't there, you know, the day before.
Yeah,
but the day of, they're back and it's just full of all of the things that they didn't want.
All of the
or
things.
Need. Yeah. So definitely, you do a final walkthrough. Check every room, the closets, the attic, and the garage. Make sure nothing's left behind. Pull out drawers, you know, medicine cabinets, because of course if you're there that night
before.
You've got
to tell them about the medicine cabinets,
because
that little box and all those things
you
in there.
You forget about that.
Yeah.
It's like.
Don't pack it, whatever you do. We talked about that earlier.
Like I suggest normally getting like a red bin or some bin that's your stay bin, that if you're going to be there, you know, for a few final nights, just put all of your necessities in there, like,
and
you know, medicine
you.
And all of the things that you need, when you're leaving, put that router in there. And that way you can have all of the things that you need packed and ready to go, like that medicine that you would have stored in the cabinet for that last night, you know?
Yeah, this is a good time for our listeners to think about, like, where is that place in your house that you might have something just kind of out of sight?
Oh, check behind the refrigerators. Things fall.
Yeah.
That's a biggie.
Yeah. What would be behind a refrigerator, though? Just,
you know, sometimes people put things on top of the refrigerator or on the counter and it falls down and you never know. You're looking for it and you never find it. But that's a good place.
Up.
Yeah, that's where the gnomes take things.
Speaking of refrigerators, this is a really good one. Do not swap out take anything
God.
That should stay per the contract.
Yes.
Refrigerators is a good place to start, right? I mean,
because they signed the contract, seeing your Samsung or whatever brand television with the TV.
Yeah.
And the see-through second door.
That goes dark when you close it.
Yeah.
I've seen
and
that.
They signed the contract. It said refrigerator.
Yeah.
And that was in there when they signed the contract. You didn't put it as an exclusion.
Right. And there's a way you can exclude it.
Absolutely. If you plan on taking it, it needs to be written up in the purchase agreement
that
does not
you.
Convey. So if they know that it doesn't convey, then they are not expecting that particular
so many times.
Yeah. Like, they come home to a white,
no ice maker in the door. Top and bottom. You know what happened to the four-door stainless refrigerator that was there
that's
before?
Horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, we're laughing. Yeah. It's really not funny.
But it's real. It's actually real, because you got to remember when you're, especially if you list your home, the photos of the home, kitchen, bedrooms, bathrooms,
that
living
great
area,
big
all
boy
those
fan
photos
that's up there.
They're all on the MLS, which is the multiple listing service, and they see all those photos. So if it's not excluded, And when they go back to the photos from the listings, it shows it there.
It's screwed in. It's there. Yeah. They're expecting that unless you say it doesn't convey, especially those chandeliers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Make sure you write that in your, exclude that from your sale agreement.
Yeah, that I've seen this get, I've seen someone really get burned. We won't go into the details on it, but I had a commercial deal where I had a commercial business that once we went into contract, I went back and decided to take something out of the building that they wanted to keep.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time of the final walkthrough, it wasn't there. And of course, the buyer recognized that it was missing and said he wanted it back. The problem was at that point, the seller had already taken it out and sold it. So here we are with this equipment that was formerly in the business that was 5 years old, which means it was, you know.
Yeah, depreciated.
Yeah, absolutely. But now we had to replace that equipment with like-kind equipment,
mm-hmm.
which was four times mm-hmm. the cost of a five-year-old asset. So now what they took out that had that was worth pennies on the dollar ended up costing $25,000.
Yeah,
and
that's an ouch.
At the actually, at the time of closing, we had to give a $25,000 allowance
mm-hmm.
to the buyer to replace the equipment that was removed after we went to contract.
Yeah.
So you got to be real careful, though.
Yeah, don't if you want take anything that should stay.
Yeah.
And if don't you're gonna, swap anything.
Right. Out. If you want to keep it, just put it in the
make
contract.
Make sure it's a part of the contract.
So that, you know, everybody knows what's going on before you get to the table and the final walkthrough. And talking about taking, you're going to need someone to move it. So
mm-hmm.
let's talk about the movers.
Schedule them ahead of time.
Yeah.
You know?
Way ahead of time.
Yeah. Make sure you book them so that you can comply with move out and walkthrough dates.
Mm.
You don't want to be scrambling at the last minute and asking for extensions just mm-hmm. because you couldn't get things packed up in time. Mm-hmm. That's a horrible way to go. And speaking of scheduling movers, you know those pods? That, you know, the pods that you pack up
in the driveway.
Yeah, you know, they deliver it. Make sure you have that schedule to be removed. Try to do it the day before the closing or walkthrough day, because, you know, it's horrible for you to go leave it there and hope that the company comes and they don't get there in time for whatever reason. And now the buyers are there with their moving truck. Mm-hmm. Or their pods, and it can't be placed on the driveway or in the property because yours is blocking the way.
Yeah.
So make sure that you have that schedule to move, you know, well in advance. And if there's a problem, and you know there's a problem in advance, discuss it with the new owners, with the buyers.
They'll probably work with you, I'm sure.
Yeah, just to make sure that there's a seamless exchange.
Yeah, the moving is one of the most critical parts of the sales process once you decided you're going to be getting out the place, because movers work on schedules.
Yeah.
And if there's inclement weather someplace else and they're coming from one place to
another, is another,
it could mess everything up.
For sure.
So if you're so tight that if one day either way is going to throw off the deal, it could mess you up completely. So make sure you're way up ahead of that.
For sure.
Working with the movers and getting that locked down and being ready when they are and having everything ready to go. So.
And lastly, for you know, before you move out, just take a final walkthrough photo or video. Make sure to document the condition of the home mm-hmm. before you move. You want to make sure that you have a record of how you left everything, that you left all of the appropriate things in place. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, we won't say that people will break in that night before and steal something. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure that you know that if you left it there, you can prove that you left it there with the video.
In that condition.
Yeah, in the condition that it was in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what about after moving out, Luke?
Well, that's the best part. After moving out, you want to just confirm that the closing process is completed and you want to make sure that all your documents are signed and
your mortgage is paid off.
Yeah. And a lot of times you don't get that funding the same day.
Yeah.
If it's after 2 o'clock in the afternoon,
even
you close,
sometimes early if it's a finance
it's
deal
go to the next day.
Yeah. So definitely after that, you know, just get a safe place to keep all of your documents.
Yeah.
Luke, you had a suggestion when we were talking earlier.
Yeah, we talked earlier about this today, and I know this probably not a lot of people have thought about this, but being in Florida, you're always going to be exposed to some type of severe weather, whether it's hurricanes or tornadoes, but anything. Nowadays, I mean, you don't know what's going to come. Yeah. Like, you're ready for the rain, and all of a sudden, you get the wind. But I recommend a safe deposit box of sort. And you don't have to go crazy, but wherever you bank, there's going to be safe deposit boxes you can get. And there's a small amount of money you pay for it, and it's a yearly rental. And keep all your secure documents there. And the reason I recommend there versus trying to have a small safe or something in the house.
I feel that sometimes people might just say, you know, a fire safe at home, because not everyone's going to be able to have access to.
I agree. And I don't think that's a bad idea, but the only thing I've seen from tornadoes that have hit us recently, that in some cases, if you were to get hit by something severe.
Well, I feel that having one of those is better than nothing.
Yeah.
In case you can't get that. So that's like,
well, you have a choice.
The entry
point. Yeah, you have a choice. And the entry point might not be as bad as you think it is. You could get a safe deposit box for $75.
Some people don't even have a bank account.
We're not talking about that.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. That's not today's topic.
Safe deposit. You know, anyway.
We're not talking about hiding anything in the mattress here.
Yeah.
And but make sure you keep, but on a serious note, as we joked through this, just to make sure all your documents are kept safe.
Absolutely.
You know, especially with your moving.
Yeah.
You know, you're not thinking about where that place is that you keep things. So just have everything kind of in one place so you can get to it when you need it.
Yeah, and then, you know, earlier, we talked about, you know, forwarding your mail. Just keep an eye on that, because the mail forwarding only lasts for a limited amount of time.
Yep.
So definitely, you know, don't forget to make sure that your mail was forwarded correctly. Update the addresses with your other companies, because once you forward your mail now, you still want to go and confirm that the address change has been made with those individual companies. You don't want to not get a check or something important document going to the previous owners.
They're going to get tired of holding your own mail.
Yeah. At some point, they're going to start doing return to sender or throwing the mail in the trash.
Yep.
You know, so definitely keep an eye on that.
And canceling your own homeowner's insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make sure you cancel that after closing, because you no longer have that home.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing that I think, which is more important of now, is following up on your security deposits.
Oh, yeah. Because now, of course, but not only that, but tax deductions, tracking the expenses, and, you know, following up on refunds that you'd possibly get. And definitely don't forget to update your driver's license and vehicle registration to your new address. You know, and here in Florida, there's a law. There's a limited amount of time that they give you to do that. You know, some people still live in the home that grew up in, and they don't really live there. That's their address.
Yeah.
So we just want to say, after that, settle into your new home. Take time to unpack, organize, enjoy, and get comfortable in your new space.
You've earned it.
And, you know, if you need us, you can find us at treasurecoastrealtygroup.com. We are here to help, and we would love to hear from you.
This has been a fun show. I've enjoyed talking about this today. I've learned some things about myself and my habits. So
that's it for us today.
I think that's about it.
Have a great night.
Thank you for listening. Have a great night.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Keeping It Real Estate Show with your hosts, Luke Lewis and Tiffany Young. Thanks for tuning in as we explored everything you need to know about buying, selling, and investing in real estate. Our mission is to keep you informed and ahead of the curve in today's market. Be sure to join us next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. for more expert insights, tips, and local market updates. You can always reach us at 772-510-6801 or by visiting our website at treasurecoastrealtygroup.com. Until then, stay informed, stay inspired, and of course, keep it real in real estate.
Did you serve in the military? I'm the home lady, founder of Operation Veteran Home Ownership. We help veterans use their VA home benefit. You earned it. Now use it. For more information, call 800-229-9792.
Hi, Alexander Alfano inviting you to listen to the Religious Liberty Report, our weekly news brief on Religious Liberty News on WCNO 89.9 FM at 1 p.m. on Saturday afternoons. Hope to see you there.
When you know where you're going, you are not alone. That wisdom is the friend that leads your heart along. When the wind's not making any sense and rain's like needles on your skin, when you know where you're going, you can travel light, and you're unafraid of narrow roads at midnight.